dive back in.
Okay, sorry, I'm just thinking.
Don't think, it hurts.
Okay.
Are we doing the Twitter stuff too?
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. I don't know if we wanted to have someone go over those Erythians.
What are we doing now? I can still read.
Okay, so we're in the dungeon section, okay. And then the
Ari is our official reading things person. She's just become that now.
I don't know if she wants to do it, but
I'm okay. I was practicing how to say Druxor's name.
Druzor.
I was practicing saying his name. See how dedicated she is? She's practicing your name.
Thank you. See, Loop loves me.
Okay. So, okay. Every week, like usual, well, that sounds terrible, like usual. I think almost daily, between Shintir and I. Oh my god, that's terrible.
Start again. Always... Take a breath.
Yeah, I was like, it sounds like you're pregnant.
Okay. Too much fun. That's not allowed. That's going to the blooper section. Okay. So Shintir and I like to ask various questions because, again, we're kind of community-centric. We want to engage the community, see what they're doing, see what they think about. And everyone's been really wonderful about it. But the Twitter question that we're going to talk about this week is, what excites you most about the Guild Wars 2 dungeons? Because they've been kind of a popular topic. PC Gamer did a review. There's tons of Ascalon Catacomb runs now after two beta press events. So we did have a few replies, and Erythian, I heard you have an accent.
Me? I have an accent? Do I? I do, right?
Would you want to... Is there... We have a few, and we actually had a few people... We actually had to cut some out, so I'm sorry, people. We can't get to all of you. I apologize.
Okay, so Druzor said, I'm excited because content can dynamically change between runs, but mostly that you can run them with any combinations of professions. T-Penny said, excited about the Guild Wars 2 enemy AI, resurrecting inside the dungeon and collecting all the armor sets. And Sypho said, booby traps, lack of Trinity system, and I love the look of story mode.
And real quick shout out to T-Penny. He was in our meet and greet, or meet and great, apparently.
A great meet and great.
He was there. I remember you, guy.
I was sleeping.
Don't forget that.
I'm sorry.
I think most people were sleeping.
Most of the world was asleep. Except right. Australia, because Australia is actually always in the future.
They are in the future. Thank you. Okay, so dungeons. Lots of content about dungeons. Like I mentioned earlier, PC Gamer did a feature on dungeons in general, which kind of hits a lot of different marks. They also kind of have a review over the, pause. Is it Twilight Arbor? It is. Okay. Twilight Arbor, which is near the Silvara area, and it has like a giant underwater section. I need to make a broad question again so you guys can like go at each other's throats. I'll manipulate you all. So what do you guys think about the dungeon preview so far, be it from the beta footage or what PC Gamer said or what they've said in previous blog postings? What's your initial take on their take on dungeons?
I love dungeons, so for me, I'm just excited anyway.
I'm pretty excited too, but I think the... people who've been playing MMO since WoW, I think they're in for a bit of a rude awakening when they get in there and find they can't taunt the boss off of the squishy guy. I think you're going to hear a lot of crying and QQing once people realize that it's not like what they played before.
Hopping on that really quick, do you think that we're going to get a lot of people complaining and wanting nerfs? Because again, going off some of the footage we've seen, some of these beta media folks are like, okay, so this run took us like 2 or 3 hours, and I'm like, oh my god, holy crap.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of people asking for nerfs.
We've done that before though.
You know, I mean, when you're used to going in and having one guy tank and one guy heal and three people DPS, and then you get in there and you can't have a guy tank they have to dodge. You don't have a dedicated healer. Man, the first few weeks are going to be total chaos until people figure out how the game works.
Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. The synergy between classes is going to be very important. And in other MMOs, we have not experienced a synergy where it actually matters.
Yeah.
You can carry a huge group with a good tank or a good healer mm-hmm. or someone who's really good at DPSing. But in this situation, it's going to be everyone is going to have to really know what's going on and have some awareness, which I don't think many MMO players do. And I'm sorry to sound elitist again, but this Uh-oh. Is, it's going to, that's kind of, you know, I'm worried a little bit about
They're
that.
They're going to have to focus.
Call them scrubs.
Because
call
pickup scrubs. Pickup groups are going to be, they're going to be train wrecks because you're not going to know what, specs you're getting. I don't think you're going to know what specs you're getting. And how are you going to know if somebody is survival mode spec'd and actually knows what the hell they're doing so they actually pay enough attention to dodge? I mean, this is, it's such a different dynamic for groups going in that you're going to have good communication. There's going to be no, like if you don't get into a talk program, vent or a mumble or whatever you use, if you don't get into that with the rest of your group, you're probably going to be screwed.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the vocal part of that is going to matter so much, but I definitely think that if you get into a dungeon with like people who are experienced with that combat system and kind of have figured it out, I think it won't be that bad, and you won't have to really vocalize. But I think that every one of those people has to be kind of pretty much aware of what's going on around them.
And
not only that, but have you seen some of the videos with the traps and the spikes coming out of the ground and the
flames? Yeah, the puzzles. Yeah.
Awesome. Sorry.
Right.
It is awesome.
In a regular, when you've got a DPS who's just standing there and DPSing, and he can't stay out of the fire, and now in this game where you're going to have to move and dodge and get out of the way and kite, and now we're going to expect people to be able to stay out of the traps, it's going to be a long, long learning curve.
Traps and stuff remind me of DDO. I loved them.
Oh, yeah. That
was
awesome.
Was fun.
But yeah, I'm a little worried. So I think you're right. Maybe we might be seeing some nerfs.
I'm going to be hoping to be playing with people who I know and who I know don't suck, and then I'll be happy.
I hope ArenaNet sticks to their guns and says, no, this is the way the content is designed. Learn it. And that's how I hope they keep it. But I don't know. There's going to be a lot of queuing at the beginning.
Well, hopefully they have like 10% of their flipping player base pre-purchase the game. They have a good testing, you know, because that's really important. Like, I mean, we can go over this topic for hours also, but beta testing, like crunching those numbers, they look at, and I know Laperza can go over it if she wants, but people like crunching numbers, looking at the average dungeon run time, seeing how many wipes there are, like there's statistics in the game for developers to look at, and hopefully they adjust it so it's not tedious. Because I want to have, you know, I can't use that excuse anymore. I almost automatically said, if I'm paying a monthly fee, is that terrible? Wow.
Well, you're going to be spending a fortune on gems, so you'll probably be close to paying more than a monthly fee.
I'm going to be throwing money at the screen to ArenaNet every other day. Hopefully it's not a tedious experience. I don't mind difficulty, but yeah, hopefully people can use, again, the community websites that we're going to be supporting and focusing on helping promote and learn what works and what doesn't. So, yeah.
Do your research.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It'll be cool if they do keep it kind of more challenging. And like Sloan was saying, say, hey, this is how it's going to be done. You guys need to learn our system. But I don't know how well that
works. But isn't the story mode easier?
Yeah, I've heard people say that it's much easier.
So you know, maybe that's there for those people who aren't quite up to the challenge.
Well,
maybe.
The story mode is supposed to be easier, but I saw like the Yogscast guys go through the story mode, and it was two of the Yogscast guys and three developers, and they still wiped.
They got Slider on the couple fight. They're supposed to be using knockbacks and like different, I don't know exactly, but I know they're supposed to be separated, which sounds easy in a WoW-esque type game, but in Guild Wars it's a bit different. So like they kept wiping. It looked pretty painful, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Well, to separate those, it's got to be more difficult because you don't have any taunts. You know, in WoW or Rift, it's easy to separate.
Death grip.
Except for when you have
movement. Yeah, but in this game, it's a lot more about like movement. I mean, there's a lot of abilities that allow you to move.
Yeah.
The mob. I mean, if it's on you, then you're like, okay, well, I'm going to move it this way. And then if it changes to somebody else, then that person has to keep, you know, it's like I was saying, it's a lot more awareness. It's like
you need to be paying attention.
Yeah, like you need to be paying. If the mob's on you and you are near the other guy who you're not supposed to be near, move away.
Yeah.
Use your dodges, use your teleports, yeah. Whatever.
Use your eyes and your ears and your brain. Sorry, I'll shut up now.
I had like this mental image of my Death Knight rotation in my head all of a sudden, where like I'm zoning out and I'm just thinking about my rotation. Okay, I got to get those out of my head. Good lord.
That's an interesting point. I mean, like, it's less of a, hey, I'm trying to keep this rotation, and it's more of like
which ability
to react.
Yeah, and that's why the button mashing thing is funny, because you have your auto attack, so to speak, which is just your one button on repeat, and then you have your situational stuff, so then you should be using those abilities. You shouldn't be spamming them mindlessly.
Yeah.
So... talking about the pickup group thing, is that explorable mode keeps the game pretty fresh, because you have like three different options. Is it three for each dungeon? Is that right?
I'm not sure if someone confirmed that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there's multiple. We know
that. I thought that was a rumor, but I could be wrong.
I think. I'll have to check the PC Gamer thing later. This is a live podcast. Right? There's multiple explorable modes. But do you think, like overall, like if you had to cast a vote, do you think that it's going to hurt pickup groups and there's going to be like fractured communities? Or do you think it's actually going to help communities grow overall because it's forcing them to meet up with friends, hang out with people, hook up with people, so to speak, and form groups? Right. Do you think it's going to be a good thing or a bad thing initially or in the long term? I know it's kind of a weird question, but...
I think it'll be a good thing in the long term. I'm not too sure how it's going to go down in the short term.
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about it, but...
I think that, like, a lot of people who go to play the game will know some people already. So those people are going to be okay with having, you know, a few people that they know can do what that needs to be done and get into those dungeon groups... and complete the dungeons. And then you've got the people who are more casual or who are playing it without knowing somebody else and who are maybe playing it more as a solo MMO. And then when they want to go and do dungeons, they may not necessarily know exactly how to react to the events in it.
There's a lot of I don't mean as a derogatory term, but there's a lot of loners, so to speak, who play MMOs. They just log on, they want to do their thing, but they also want to explore the group content. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of concerned for them.
Yeah.
You know, but we'll see.
I mean, it's going to be similar to other MMOs in the sense where, you know, if you don't really have other people to play with, you'll have to just find someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just hope that, and I know we kind of hit, I just kind of wanted to fine-tune the discussion, is that hopefully because the synergy is so important for, especially for the explorer modes, because they're supposed to be tougher, mm-hmm. that people hopefully will learn what works and what doesn't. So maybe it'll help everyone become better players. Who knows? That'd be wonderful.
Stop there?
Yeah. I don't, we